Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Well, this morning's reading from Isaiah sounds a little bit familiar, and we know it from the New Testament. These are the words that Jesus read from the scroll in the temple in Nazareth. And as it says in our New Testament, it says that the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Well, this disturbed everybody. The listeners in the temple, especially the leaders and the teachers of the temple, let alone all the people of Nazareth who saw Jesus grow up. So we have prophets from the Old Testament and Jesus himself telling us that when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, when we are open to the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, we are to bring the good news of God's acceptance, forgiveness, and love to the oppressed and the brokenhearted, and give liberty to all the captives. Well, the prophets of the Old Testament and Jesus speak on behalf of the voiceless, both then and now, the poor, the marginalized, vulnerable, and all the people who are excluded. Now, there's a well-known theologian named Walter Brueggemann, who is also a minister in the United Church of Christ, and he is very influential. He studied all the prophets, including Isaiah, who's the author of our first reading. And Brueggemann said that the prophet's message is that justice is the earthly form of God's holiness. So as Christians, we are commissioned or set aside to continue Jesus' work of bringing God's holiness and justice and healing. Now, we all make an impact. Our choice is to decide if we will bring God's justice and holiness to this world. Because God has given all of us the ability to help and to heal. And when we're baptized, when we accept Jesus, we die to our old selves and we rise to a new life, a life modeled on Jesus. And this is a life of obeying God, of looking for and seeking out the poor, the brokenhearted, the captive, and then we struggle with them for justice. And we do our best to bring them hope, the hope that only comes from being a child of God. You know, as John the Baptist demonstrates in our gospel, we're not supposed to be all about ourselves. There needs to be less of us and more of Jesus. John wasn't the light. Jesus is. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can continue to point to Jesus and to reflect Jesus' light. God will show us what needs to be done and call each of us to help in a way that each of us can uniquely help. So, who needs God's justice? Who needs God's holiness? You know, who are the poor, the brokenhearted, the captive, imprisoned around us? We need the Holy Spirit to see them and to be able to provide what they need. And it's only with God's help can we all do this work. Like John the Baptist, we too are witnesses to the light of Christ. And the reality is that God needs us to do this work. We need to reflect God's presence and to shine the light of Christ for our broken world. Now, poverty can be literal. You know, no money, no food, no place to live. Or, for many, it's the poverty of relationship, the poverty of trust, of no love and no acceptance. And the brokenhearted are those who have no hope, no way out, no one on their side. And the captives can be in prison or in a detention center or held captive by fear or doubt or addiction. Those literally poor, brokenhearted, and captive need our help, as well as all of those and all of us who are poor, broken, or captive in both public and private ways. Poor, brokenhearted, or captive physically, emotionally, or spiritually. At our last vestry meeting, Reverend Jeannie asked all of us to meditate for a few minutes on a person from our past who made a significant difference in our life. And after we were all still for about 5 minutes, the stories started to be shared, and all the stories told, though all unique, did share one thing in common. In the midst of sorrow or trauma or a very difficult time, someone took care and offered hope and a new perspective. And then we all agreed by looking back over the difficult times in life, we see how important going through that experience was and how very important someone was who brought justice, freedom, healing, and God's light to our lives. So what we do does make a difference. And it's with the power of God's love and the presence of the Holy Spirit that we can make a difference for good and reflect Jesus. You know, this season of Advent, this time of waiting for the coming of Christ, first as a little baby, reminds us that God comes to us over and over again. Christ's coming isn't just once. And we get to participate in bringing Christ to the world by bringing about God's holiness, God's version of justice, through our actions of love. Amen.